Simon Lethlean, St Kilda Chief Operating Officer, is about to join me for Illusion Gas Log Fires, clearing all current stock right now, illusionfires.com. I'll ask him the question. Is it unfair? Is it an unfair advantage for you, Simon, to have that game moved to Marvel?
Hey, Dwayne. It's positive that we're on the big stage Thursday night. It's a short turnaround for both teams, and we haven't thought about the advantage or disadvantage. We're just excited. So hopefully it is an advantage. It'd be great if it is.
And is that the season we've got where there's going to be swings and roundabouts? You'll get an advantage 1 minute and a disadvantage the next?
Oh, probably. I mean, there's certainly been some clubs enduring some hardships in the first few weeks that have had to be away from home. And I think we'll all share the load there. So, yeah, it's each week presents different opportunities and different challenges. But, our players are really excited. We had a good week just gone. And to come in to train this morning and find out their Thursday night against a big Victorian club at Marvel, everyone was really excited. So that's our lot this week, and something will change the week after.
Yeah, I'm disappointed because I was doing the game on the Saturday. Why did the AFL tell you why they changed it and why they moved it to Marvel? Was it because the conditions are better?
Well, first things first, I think they wanted to maintain a Thursday night game, and with the changes to the Queensland environment, that was obviously in jeopardy, so they wanted to find a Thursday game. And I think the fact that Carlton and Saints off the same break made it a possibility. I understand Carlton was as keen as us to embrace it. And I think you made the point just before I came on that generally the AFL would prefer to have, in the middle of winter in Victoria, have the night games under the roof at Marvel when they can. And given the Dogs in North were already set at night, that game found its way to the afternoon at the G. But given it was available Thursday night, they do what's best for the spectacle of the game, no doubt.
If you win the flag this year, there'll be some saying, it was just 2020. It was that year when so many different things happened. We've got to write it off. It's an interesting one for clubs to approach, isn't it, Simon? Because some teams look like they're improving. Port Adelaide looks like they've improved. The Gold Coast looks like they've improved. St Kilda looks like they've improved. There's an opportunity there right now.
Yeah, it's a good summary, Dwayne. It's a real year for growth. And connection and, enduring and sacrificing and getting better. You know, we've certainly taken that view here at the Saints that, you look for this year to be a growth and education year for all the things that you're coming up against. And we're hoping that fast-tracks our group, our performance and our longevity as a sustainable, successful program. That's certainly our plan.
Are you expecting to have to travel, though, and hub somewhere, go away for a while because your turn will come? And it might even be sooner rather than later. It might be round 6 and 7.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've certainly had a Victorian-focused fixture thus far. So whether it's fly in, fly out or hub life, it'll be one or both. So we're certainly ready for that. It could come as soon as next week, as you said. It might be a few weeks off, but now our players are ready and willing, and so are our staff. And, some clubs have done their bit already, and we'll certainly do ours. And, again, we think it's a good chance to get away. At the moment, there's not much we can do under the protocols anyway. So to actually be able to hang out together in a hub will have its positives. So we're looking forward to it.
The balance, I have this argument with my wife, who's a junior primary teacher, the difference between, educating and helping resilience and toughness and having aspects of that enhanced in people as opposed to treating anxiety and understanding the difficulties that some are having overcoming the troubles that their mind is posing to them. You got players that are going to be in exactly the same space as every other player at every other club. How do you handle that, the balance between the two?
Yeah, there's no doubt there's a balance. You can feel that and see that now even in the players that are playing in the scratch matches, that are trying to fight for their careers and their form and for coaches to select them and, playing with makeshift umpires from both the clubs and all that sort of stuff. So there's certainly different challenges. We've got a great off-field support team here with our medical staff and our player welfare boss, Tony Brown, and our qualified club psych, Ben Robbins, who's a past player as well, and those resources are critical to ensure your players not just their mindset, but their health and their family life is as good as it can be. And we're certainly eager to have those details so we can help where we can. And that's certainly those roles that those guys play. They're critical.
So is the bond between the group part of the way of overcoming it, the part of the way of getting through the anxiety and getting through and having the resilience?
I think so. I mean, at the moment, as you know, under the protocols, you know, apart from a couple of days during the week, you know, we're allowed to see each other outside of the club and, you know, obviously in small groups of no more than five at your house. So I know and I hope that the boys are doing that to get the support they need and also the social interaction that they need. But, yeah, it's no secret that better connected, better supported athletes and people, you know, operate better. And that's certainly something we've been focusing on, you know, to turn the fragility of this year into growth and strength. So, yeah, every, you know, 45 team lists means different characters and different people with different challenges being faced. So the more that we can all support each other, the better, for sure.
I look forward to talking to you, Simon. You're obviously going to head off somewhere and it'll be a period of time. Who knows whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. The uncertainty is another thing, a hurdle to jump. So you've just got to breathe that into your players, like Gil just tried to breathe it into us, except that it's going to be an unknown out there. We don't even know what round six is going to look like. So until you accept that, you can't get over it.
Yeah, that's right. I think Ben Long is putting forward his submission for Darwin, so it'll be... that'd be well received by the Long fan up in Darwin if we cruised up there. But yeah, the uncertainty is actually, you know, part of the excitement. As I said, for the players to roll in here thinking they're playing Saturday afternoon and to find out they're playing in front of a million viewers, couldn't have been enough smiles on their faces. So, you know, again, uncertainty brings the opportunity.
Yeah, don't rub it in taking that game off us at Fox. Thanks for your time, Simon. We appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot. It's on Fox as well.